Bo Anderson on Radio 3. Fail! Is Ozzy about to make a fail? Let's find out. Hello, Morris Misalowski. How are you?
Yeah, hello, and happy Tuesday to everybody.
Happy Tuesday, Morris. I was just working out we haven't actually had a chance to speak much recently, have we? What's going on?
It's been a little while.
So busy. Well, if you go to morrisfuturist.com, his trusty blog, you'll find banning under-16s from social media in Australia. Are we missing the point, says Morris. And the thing that's making us laugh before we came on to talk just now is like, so you're trying to tell the most sort of dexterous, devious online generation that it can't do something online. Well, Morris, over to you.
What more can I say, Phil? I had to go back to my carpentry skills to build a really, really high soapbox to stand on to yell this because it makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's well-intentioned. It's wonderful. I applaud what the government's trying to do and what the government is trying to do. This is the Australian government who was elected under the banner of doing this. This is one of the things they said in their election run-up, that they would look into social media and try and make it a safer place for children to be. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I'll stand at the front and champion that.
Bearing in mind, though, Morris, I mean, your average smart 15-year-old can get into the dark web easier than I can make a cup of coffee.
Yeah, take the one off that and just say the average 5-year-old. I mean, truly. I mean, most kids today, call a spade, can do what they can, really navigate their way online in ways that the rest of us just can't imagine. That's not a good thing. I'm not advocating, you know, that we should let them helter-skelter. But what this is trying to do and what gets me so riled about it is the word banning. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I hear the word ban, I just go absolutely ballistic about it. And I don't care what the thing is. We should contain it. We should do all kinds of things. But what the government has said is that they want to bring in, and it's going to discussion next week, mm-hmm. and should it be agreed to and all the legislation come in, it'll end up somewhere around the end of next year, early the year after is when it will come into force. Okay. So this is very, very early days. And we don't have a lot of detail, but there's been a lot of conversation in the Australian press. As you can imagine, it's made the front page. It's been talked about for the last 3 or 4 weeks because that's when this stuff has slowly been leaking out. So what the government has said is they want to form a piece of legislation that makes it impossible for children under 16 years of age to be on social media. What they want them to have is little or no access. What they are trying to do is to say, and this is one of the things that I'm not even sure how they're going to achieve, is that it's not up to us, the government, to enforce that. It's not up to the schools to enforce it. It's not even up to the parents to enforce it. We want all of those media companies who have the places that children might go on to enforce it. So you, the media companies, which are not housed in Australia, have to now make sure that everybody on your side is over 16, and anybody that's not, there will be something happening.
There's so much wrong with that. I don't mean morally wrong. There's so much that doesn't make sense. And it's basically, I think, some people in your government and maybe governments everywhere basically showing their age. They think you can just go click to the internet.
Yeah, and that's it. We've spoken before, can you break the internet, can you stop it? Some regimes, some governments can. You can unplug it, you can do all kinds of things to it. But we live in a country, and much of the world lives in a space, where to whatever degree we have access to it, we're at least allowed to use it. Now, this I'm not quite sure how they're going to do. They're talking about engaging the youth in the development of these regulatory changes. I don't know what that's going to do. What are they going to say and how are they going to help them to ban it? I don't know.
I just got a message here from one of our listeners, Rolf, and it's quite interesting. It says social media users won't have to upload ID under minimum age plan. Yeah, but. So let me read a bit of this to you, Morris.
Yeah, please.
Earlier in the government party room, the Communications Minister Michelle Rowland assured Labour MPs that social media users would not be required to upload proof of identity direct to those platforms when the government implements a minimum age for users. The opposition is the only party arguing that people should upload 100 points of ID and give it to TikTok. Rowland also said the minimum social media age would apply regardless of whether parents had given consent for their children to sign up. I don't get that, Morris, do you?
I don't, but he's absolutely right. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about. I just don't get the nuance of this thing. And we're arguing at cross purposes, not you and I, but this legislation and what it attempts to do. Because underpinning this, I think that we have a really, really important piece of work that we need to do. We need to make our under-16s, and everybody for that case, the reason we're picking on under-16s is because we believe, with a whole lot of physiology and understanding the human brain and the way that we develop as humans, that perhaps up until around that age, we're not really making very sensible decisions. So we might need a little bit of guidance. We can argue that, but that's what the premise of this under 16 thing is. So I think that we should agree that if we like everything that we want for our children, we only want the best. Let's put some rules in place.
Again, but how? I mean,
this notion just doesn't make sense. Pushing it back into the realms of social media doesn't make sense. And Phil, truly to me doesn't make sense is that social media is not defined in this piece of legislation yet. And I've said it's early days, it hasn't been formed. Now, if we forget about perhaps, I should just say me, not you and I, but if you forget about me using social media, I'm pretty much into the mainstream social media. You know, I do the Facebooks a little bit, not much anymore either, what used to be Twitter X and all the rest, now all the big brands. If you look at the demographics for those, the kiddiewinks, the under-16s who are
not on that,
talked about in this, are not there. But they're online and they're speaking in their games, they're speaking in Roblox, they're speaking in all kinds of places to each other, and they're having conversations not in what is traditional social media, as these people who are going to legislate it might seem it to be.
I remember when this was spoken about by your Prime Minister and his choice of language, it was very much, we're going to stop this, blah, 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 blah. So if this goes completely spare, is he going to look kind of silly? And would you say, well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Albo, but how about we handle it a different way? Because he did say some good stuff. He said, we're very concerned about our children, da, 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 da. That was the sensible stuff.
100%. 100%. This is not a political argument at all. It wouldn't matter what colour, you know, anything of anybody, what political party, this has to be addressed. But taking a sledgehammer to this just doesn't make sense. Social media isn't what we think it is, because the kids are in all sorts of spaces, and can we legislate them out of those spaces? Most probably not. If we talk about the under 16, I'm not quite sure how we're going to get them to prove who they are and what age they are.
Because we've just read the article that says they won't be forced to upload.
Well, they won't be and they can't be because children don't have in Australia anyway a form of ID that they could upload anyway. We could initiate that. We don't have it yet. And I would be literally on the streets howling if my children or grandchildren had to have that piece because that doesn't make sense in the way that we have our society.
Maurice, is it possible that he knows all this and he really wanted to make the point?
Look, I think that he is well-intentioned, as are all of the people behind this, and I keep saying that. But let's get some sensibility around this. Let's go back into what we should be doing, which is to teach our children how to use these spaces safely. We absolutely should not allow them, and there are ways that we can filter this out. And it's not great because, as you've said, kids can get around it, but let's at least put up some mainstream rails that don't allow people to talk, you know, kids to talk to people that they might not otherwise know. And we can do that already. Don't forget we're getting into a stage of AI, which we talk about as good and bad as it is, but we've got new tools that we could play with that might give us some more abilities to put these rails around it. We just need to get more sensible about how we're going to do this.
How many under 16-year-olds do you think there are in your country? Just, you know, ish. Squillions.
I think we're under 16s. I think we're somewhere around the 4.5 million.
Yeah, I mean, this is
out of 27.
It sounds like needle in a haystack job to me. Let's refer back to your article, Maurice. Take us through some of the bits you find most interesting.
Well, for me, as I've said, I rally against what social media is in context of the way that they're going to ban it because they're banning kids out of places they no longer are anyway. And if you tell a kid they can't go to A, they're going to go to B or they're going to go to C. So that's just the way it is. It's the way it's always been. So we really have to be very, very diligent about either fencing everything, and I don't even understand how that could take place, or just being more sensible about what we're calling these things. If you look at things, so this morning, Roblox, which is an online portal that many, many people use and has a great number of people under 16, it's quite a benign, wonderful site. They play in it, they talk in that, they do all kinds of things, and it's used in and out of schools. It's a very, very above-board website, Roblox. They've said this morning in a media release that they intend, not because of Elbow or anybody else, but they intend quite strongly to look at children not using their, sorry, children having to be over 14 to use their sites. And they've put in some thoughts of how they might be able to do it. Again, it's not pure, it's not going to stop everybody, but they're going to perhaps leave it to the onus of the child or the people around them after they've put in what they think are some stringent rules for that.
Here's a question for you. Do you think companies like this will become, not quite to the same extent, but when Zoom came out of nowhere in COVID, are these guys going to have a, you know, a day in the sun because of stuff like this? They'll handle it properly, professionally, compassionately, whatever you want to call it. They'll just do their job brilliantly.
There will be a site that comes out that approaches a better way of achieving this. There has to be, I'm sure that a lot of people are working on it. Mm. And that's not to say that the big brands that we currently have aren't also approaching this, because they all are. I mean, in their defence, Facebook and X and the others have all said to various government departments and also in the media that they don't want children to be harmed in their spaces, that they are putting things in place, they are looking at their own internal legislations, they're looking at ensuring that when people sign up that they're able to say how old they are. I'm not quite sure how we prove that, but that's a sticking block. Maybe we can overcome in some way.
Would a bit at a time approach to this, because you know it's easy to filter LAN and Wi-Fi networks with various sites and things, you know, in schools, for instance, would that be a good starting block? Do this, but in schools.
In schools, it is done anyway. So in schools, there are very, very heavy regulations and filtering systems for what can and can't be seen. Forget the little, you know, the kid that can get around that, because there's always one that can get around
probably
anything.
Probably quite a few.
But I know firsthand that in Australia that we have very, very robust blocking systems in our school where it's difficult. Nothing's impossible. It's really difficult for children to get beyond and see things that they shouldn't do. So schools should be a place of that. But we also need to go back, and we need to remember that there are billions of people on this planet, and each one of us has the right to parent our child the way we want to. Mm. I would, for instance, really rally against taking my children out of that space and saying they can't be there until they're 16. I instead would want to teach them very, very softly, you know, soft steps, how to use these things wisely.
But this generation of parents are probably the first that might half know how to do this. The next generation will be great.
But the legislation is not being written by those people half or three quarters know it.
Yeah.
It's being written by the ones who are still really uncomfortable. And we're passing our fears on to our kids. And again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't keep them safe, because we must. I'm just arguing with the way that they think that this one size, you know, silver bullet, whatever you want to call it, is going to do it.
How awfully boomer. Let's refer to your article again. So it's morrisfuturist.com. Go to his blog bit, and it says banning under 16s from social media in Australia. Are we missing the point? Give us a bit about the point, Morris.
Well, the point is that our kids are going to be there anyway. Call a spade a spade. You know, we can argue that, you know, little Billy that you know isn't going to be. I guarantee you little Billy is going to be. What we have are the horrible humans who are using social media very, very badly, including other little horrible humans, because bullying is a big part of this.
Right.
It's kids who are bullying other kids who are also part of the reason that social media is such a horrible place to be.
Well, if a kid's a bully, then the kid's a bully, right? They just have different
meaning. That's my point.
Yeah.
So we need to go back to basics. We absolutely shouldn't encourage them, of course not. But we need to go back to basics. As again, many, many schools do. I know our curriculum does. It can never root it out entirely, but I know it addresses bullying from the youngest of youngs all the way through. We need to go back to some kind of social conversation as well, not just banning things, because I don't believe that teaches anything particularly well. What do you do when you ban something at 16? It's like prohibition.
Yeah.
If you say that children can't have
cannot.
It, I would imagine many of them would be even keener to have it.
Well, it's the don't do this. Every parent forever has known that. Of course, the kid will.
Yeah. So we need to do it. You know, we also need to develop trust. I know this sounds really hokey and it sounds parochial and the rest of it, but we need to develop trust with our children. My concern also is that if we ban this, and this is one of my bigger concerns, is if we do ban this, I don't know how again,
yeah,
but what we will set up is literally a prohibition with speakeasies.
And look what happens.
So our children will still go on it. I'm telling you that will happen. Mm. Maybe not all, and we will have discouraged a few, but children will still go on it. And should they get into trouble, be less able to come to us for assistance. And the conversations we need to have, regardless of whether it's banned or not, which is parents teaching children what they believe to be culturally, morally, politically, legally correct with using these sites, you can't have those conversations. What for? Because they're not going to use it till 16.
Well, there's an assumption that every parent is responsible and morally, you know, in the bank, and they will have to. Of course, they won't.
It won't, and we do need to take it takes a village to raise a child. So, yes, let's get the government involved to an extent. Let's get them to do the things we can't do. They should put the squeeze on social media sites and expand that out to any site that allows children to congregate on it. Squeeze them. Make it difficult for conversations to happen there that shouldn't happen. Absolutely agree. Let's see if we can get something going there. But also, our community, yeah, our schools, our parents, our families, we should all be involved in this digital conversation, not just allow the government to, if they can, which I don't believe they can, to legislate this away, because they're not going to be able to.
Back to what I said before, really, is it possible that your Prime Minister started this fight and talk really just to get people talking about this? We're doing it now. We're thousands of miles away.
He may well have done, but I believe he is well intentioned. He came to the government with a whole lot of things that he said he would bring about. This was one of them. I believe that, and do I know him? No, but I believe that he does have an intent to do something to nudge the needle. Also, if you want to go into that realm, which I do, and I love being there, we have an election early next year.
You mentioned bullying. What are the other sort of bêtes noires? What are the other major issues for minors online?
Well, there are lots of them. You know, what we have, of course, is those horrible people that are preying on children and those that are grooming them, and that, again, shouldn't be overlooked. We are having conversations, or children are being exposed to things that we might say perhaps are not things of their age yet that they are aware or know how to cope with. We've seen, there was a survey that came out only the other week of said how young, which amazed me, how young children were when they were first exposed to some form of pornography, and that was down to 9 years of age in Australia, some form. And that, to me, is far too young. I mean, any age is, but that's far too young. So we definitely want to be able to do things, but this, I don't believe, is the result. And also, if we do bring this legislation in and it doesn't work,
yeah,
which it won't, what do we do next? I mean, how do we cope this once we've said we've taken a sledgehammer to this?
This is interesting, because nobody's arguing with the reason he's brought this up. But anyway, Maurice, it's time for the news. We need to carry on with this next week or something, I reckon. But fascinating stuff. MauriceFuturist.com. Go to the blog and there you will see his article about banning under 16s from social media in Australia. Cheers, Maurice. Always great talking to you.
Have a great week.
You too, mate. Bye-bye for now.